Ecclesiastes chapter number 3 is probably one of the most famous portions of this book in your Bible. You've probably heard what I've read to you tonight, but I want you to look at verse number 1. The Bible said, to everything there is a season. To everything there is a season. And understand that we got to define what the word season means. According to Strong's, it is an appointed time. It is a set time. In essence tonight, I think it would be safe to say that seasons don't last forever. You ever told that to somebody? Hey, this is just a season. This is just a period of time in your life. It won't always be like this. You have something to look forward. Seasons don't last forever. They have a beginning and they have an ending. Now, we must remember tonight that not every season is the same. Not every season looks the same. Right? Think about it in the nature sense. Spring does not look like winter. And summer does not look like fall. Summer does not feel like winter. Not every season looks the same. Not everyone feels the same. Not all of them last the same length of time. Right? Seasons are enjoyed, and some seasons are endured. Some of you love spring, but you really don't like winter. And so you enjoy one while you endure the other. Sometimes we think seasons are over, and then they pop up again. Just yesterday, it was 97 degrees outside. Today, it's 70. But some seasons of life, you think they're over until they pop up again. Say amen, Miss Norma. You thought the season of raising young'uns underneath your house was over. And then it popped back up again. Seasons change. One thing is certain, that seasons change. They change from one to the next and on to the next. Now, sometimes if we're observant, we can notice the changings of the seasons. Sometimes we can notice the extreme changes. Right? Hurricane season, tornado season. They come at a time when seasons are changing. When the atmosphere is changing. And it's noticeable. Sometimes, how many know life's seasons change quite dramatically? Maybe you had to make the statement, I didn't get to have the childhood that everybody else got to have because I had to grow up quickly. Something happened in my childhood and it required me to grow up at a more rapid rate than the average child. Seasons change rapidly and dramatically. But sometimes there's subtle changes to the season. In just a few months, we'll look out of the leaves that are now green, and they'll begin to change. The temperature will begin to change. We go from hot to not as hot in Georgia, to 1 week of cold weather. Leaves change. The length of days change. I absolutely love this time of the year because I like it when the sun stays out longer. Amen? I feel like it gives me more time to get things accomplished. But according to verse number 1, everything will fall into some season in your life. To everything there is a season. Everything's going to fall into some season of your life. But notice this, the Bible also says in verse number 1, to every time, purpose under the heaven. So every season and every time you have in your life has a purpose. It has a reason behind it. And oftentimes, me and I struggle with that very fact. What is the purpose of this season in this time in my life? And what we realize is what that word purpose means, that there is something acceptable in every season of your life. There is something that ought to be desired in every time and season of your life. There is something that is pleasant. Well, how many struggle to find that thing sometimes in certain seasons of life? There is something valuable in every season of your life. And here's the thing. We often enjoy a season for a little bit, but then we want it to hurry up and get it over with so we can start another season. Right now, the weather outside is wonderful. It's pleasant. But come about a month or so, we'll be saying, can someone turn the air conditioner on outside? Right, we enjoy it for a little bit, but then we hurry. I want to get out of this into the next season. That's how we live life oftentimes too. Don't you remember when you were just a little child? And you said, man, I can't wait until I'm a teenager. I can't wait until I'm older. I can't wait until I get my driver's license. I can't wait until I can do as I please. I can't wait until I'm a teenager. Then you became a teenager. And said, I can't wait until I'm a young adult. I can't wait until I turn 18, 19, 20, 21, and I can do my own thing. And then you became a young adult. You said, I can't wait until I'm married. And then once you got married, you said, I can't wait until I have kids. And then you had children and kids. You had a wife and children. And then you said, I can't wait until I'm retired. And here's the interesting thing. Once you become retired, what do? You long to be a child again. One night during revival, Miss Shiloh was out there in the hallway laying on the ground doing I don't know what she was doing. But multiple people who are seasoned in age walked by and said, boy, I wish I could do that again. I wish I was back in that season. Boy, life would be real interesting if we could go back and live it again with what we know now, doesn't it? But we see here tonight that we oftentimes are so consumed and so desiring to get out of the season that we're in for another season that we miss what God is doing in this season. And we don't find what is valuable for it. He wants you to declare over and over and over again in your life, just like Esther did, that God has placed me in this season, in this time, for such a time as this. In essence, tonight, that God wants to use you right where you are in this season and not only wanting to use you in the next season. He wants to use you right now. He wants you to accept this season of your life. As difficult as it is and as much as you wish you could not, one of the best things you and I can do is accept this is where God has placed me for a certain purpose. And for a certain time, he wants you to desire this season of life. He wants you to be pleasant in this season of life. He wants you to find value in this season of life. And then we read further on in Ecclesiastes chapter number 3, and we read that word time, 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 and time. Over and over again, we see the word time. And here's what you're going to find out, that as you go through the seasons of life, you will experience, if not one of these times, multiple times in each season of life. You could probably go back to your childhood, some of you, and you can see some of these times in your childhood. You can go back to your teenage years, and you can see some times in your teenage years, your young adult years, your middle-aged years, and now your wonderful seasoned years. You're going to experience some of these times. And I want you to notice this morning, every Christian will experience the following times as they go through the seasons of life. And so for the next few weeks, as long as the Lord leads and as long as the Lord lays it out, we're going to take a look at the different seasons of life. And what is God's purpose? What is God's reasoning? What is valuable into each one of those times? We heard the preachers say it over and over again, how blessing it is to have such a broad spectrum of people in different seasons of life. We were talking with Brother Brian Cooper right here Thursday night, and Miss Norma said, we don't have a young ladies class. We don't have a teenage class. All those ladies come into my Sunday school class. And Brother Brian Cooper said, good, that's biblical. Let the aged, seasoned women teach the youngers. That's how it ought to be for the young men as well. It ought to be an older man taking them in, discipling them. In essence tonight, what you have to realize is that we are a church made up of different seasons. And there's no need for you and I to wish I was living in somebody else's season. Or that somebody else would hurry up and I could get out of this season. Right? Because we have a specific season and a time in our life. I want you to notice this morning, this evening, there's times that we'll go through in every season of life. As a way of introduction, notice there'll be times of blessing. The Bible said in out through Ecclesiastes chapter number 3, there's a time to be born. Well, that's a time of expectation. Right? That's a time. You're waiting for someone to be born. And you're expecting and you're excited. Matter of fact, is that what are you expecting? Well, what are you expecting? A child to be born. Right? We see it's a time of expectation. Something that is exciting. How many are glad in the Christian life? It is a blessing to have something to look forward to. We can't look forward to Washington. We can't look forward to politicians. We can't look forward to the government. We can't even look forward to retirement sometimes. We can't look forward to a lot of things, but one thing we can't look forward to is this world is not my home. I have a place called heaven that's waiting on me. So there's times of expectation. Notice it says a time to build up, a time to gather stones together, a time to get, and a time to sow. Isn't that an interesting one? A time to sow. That talks about expansion and growth. There are times in your life where God blesses and things grow. They expand. And I'm not just talking about our waistlines tonight. I'm talking about the things that God has called us into, the ministries that he's given us. And we labor and we labor and we labor and God begins to bless. Remember what Paul said? That some water and some sow the seed, but God gives the increase. And what a blessing it is when God begins to grow and add things to your life. There's a time to laugh. There's a time to dance. There's a time to love. I'm glad that in your Christian life, in the seasons of life, there's times of enjoyment. There's times where you're just so thankful for all the Lord has done. You purpose in your heart, I ain't going to be that nine. Mm-mm. I'm going to be that one. If nobody else does, I'm going to be thankful because God has given me a lot to enjoy in this life. Then he says there's a time to heal. There's a time to keep. There's a time to speak. There's a time of peace. Those are times of encouragement. Well, how many say there are some of the most blessed times in your life is when either you are being encouraged or you are able to encourage someone? Boy, it blessed my heart for us to come in here and worship the Lord and praise the Lord. And it not just be an encouragement to us. Brother Randy Bell and Miss Mary said, they said, Brother Tate, if we live closer, this is where we go to church. This is where we come and worship the Lord. Miss Mary said, it's just a wonderful time to be able to go somewhere and you felt like you've been to church and you've worshiped the Lord. And I was already encouraged from the message. And that time, boy, it's a time of blessing, isn't it? When either you are being encouraged, somebody is giving you an encouraging time, or you're able by the grace of God to be an encouragement to somebody else. Can I say in seasons of life, whatever season of life you're in, there will be times of blessing. In whatever season of life you're in tonight, there'll be times of burden. There'll be times of burden. See, here's the thing. Burdens aren't necessarily bad things. But they definitely don't feel like blessings, do they? At least not in the immediate. The reality is, but burdens often lead to blessings. When we become burdened for something. Notice what the Bible says right here. It says there's a time to plant in Ecclesiastes. There's a time to kill. We're not talking about your youngins either. There's a time to cast away stones. There's a time to rend. All of those things, guess what they require? Effort. They require an effort given by you. And sometimes in a season of life, it is difficult because it is not time to relax. It is not time to take it easy. It is not time to take a nap. It is time to go to work. Everybody loves their job when it's new. Nobody likes it when it becomes a job again. But it requires effort, a time to plant, a time to kill, a time to cast away stones, a time to rend. Notice the Bible said that at times of burden, there's also a time to refrain from embracing. There's a time to cast away, a time to keep silence. In essence, there in seasons of life, whether you're the old, in the young season to the eldest season, there will be times of exclusion. What do you mean by that, preacher? I don't mean isolation. I don't mean that you withdraw yourself from the family of God. You withdraw yourself from the preaching of God's word. You withdraw yourself from reading God's word. You withdraw yourself from fellowshipping with God's people. But what I mean by that tonight is there are some things during your seasons of life you just don't feel comfortable talking about publicly. You come in on Wednesday night and your request is unspoken. There's a burden that is great. There is something deep in my heart that is weighing heavy. And to be honest with you, preacher, I can't put it into words, so I just want to let you know I have an unspoken request. Well, having been through some seasons of life, and there was times of burden. There's times of where you couldn't put it in to words. Then notice this in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, he said there's a time to war. There's a time of war. There's times of extremes. What do you mean by that, preacher? War is the last resort. It is when all negotiating, in the sense, when you think about world powers, when all negotiating has failed, it is time to fight. And there are times in your Christian life, in the seasons of life, that it's going to be time to stand up and fight. I'm not talking about physically, but spiritually. You're going to have to fight for your home. You're going to have to fight for your faith. You're going to have to fight for your family. You're going to have to fight for your friends. You're going to have to fight for your church. You're going to fight for the Lord. And that's going to be a time of burden. Because you're going to realize you're facing a world that is completely and totally 100% against you. It's going to be a heavy burden. Oh, preacher, that's just for the seasoned seasons. That's just for once I become an adult. You listen to me, young people. There's a world out there that is coming against you. And at the age that you're at now, you better be ready to fight. You better know what you believe and why you believe it. There's times of burden in the seasons of life. There's times of blessings in the seasons of life. And notice lastly tonight, we'll be done. And we'll go get to the donuts. There's times of brokenness in the seasons of life. You'll experience these times that break your heart. They break your spirit. They break your drive. They even break your dreams. Matter of fact, the wonderful thing about the Lord is he doesn't throw away a broken vessel. Jeremiah, the Lord sent Jeremiah down to the potter's house. And Jeremiah watched the potter work a work on the wheel. And he watched that as that vessel was in the hands of the master, the vessel became marred. There was an issue. It became broken, so to speak. And what did the potter do? Did he throw it away? Oh, no. The Bible said in Jeremiah 18:4, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter, so he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Only God can take your times of brokenness and bring something beautiful out of it. But in the seasons of life, you're going to go through times of brokenness. So, preacher, what are some of those times like? Well, there's times of removal. The Bible said there's a time to die in Ecclesiastes. There's a time to pluck up that which has been planted. Well, ain't that a wonderful feeling? God just pluck you right up from where he planted you. A time to break down, a time to lose. Times removed. These are when things / people are taken away from us and it breaks us. Has God ever pulled something out from your life? Someone out of your life and it broke you? And you had to realize that you have to depend upon him. Times of brokenness. Times of removal. Times of remorse. The Bible says there's a time to weep, a time to mourn, a time to hate. Preacher, who are we supposed to hate? I thought we were supposed to love everybody. We are. Love them like Christ loved them, amen? But I think when Solomon is writing this, I think he probably thought about some things that he had done, some decisions he had made. God gave him wonderful wisdom. He was wiser than any man that had ever lived. But then he made some foolish choices. He went and got all those wives and concubines. And we come sometimes tonight, there's a time of remorse. Our sin breaks us. This week when we talked about repentance, talked about getting our hearts right, there were some things that God revealed to you. Let me ask you, did it break you? Did it break your heart? You maybe said something like this, I hate that I did that. I wish I wouldn't have said that. I wish I wouldn't have done that. There's times in your Christian life, in the seasons of life, there'll be times of remorse. Then notice there'll be times to embrace. I'm thankful this evening that even in our broken times, there are times of rescue. There are times when God steps in because he knows he can't help or we can't help ourselves, and so he rescues us. He might have pulled you out of a miry pit like David. He might have rescued you out of the water because you was drowning like Peter. Right? He might have embraced you because you came back like the prodigal. And he embraced you and helped you out of the far country. Let me ask you now, have you had some times of brokenness in the seasons of life? I have. But I want to give you one final thought about the seasons and the times of life. Seasons are constantly changing. Your seasons in life are constantly changing. Matter of fact, you might not even be in the same season you was 6 months ago. Seasons change. Times change. But I'm thankful I know the one who holds them all. And if he's in control, then there must be something valuable in the season that he has me in. There must be something pleasant in the season that I'm currently in. There must be something of great value in the season that I'm in. Proverbs 16:33 says, the lot is cast in the lap. That's the season you're living in. That's a lot that's been in your lap tonight. But the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. The Lord's in control of it all tonight. He knows what season you're in tonight. How do you know, preacher? He put you in it. He knows where you are tonight. He knows what times you're experiencing tonight. But every season God puts you in, there is purpose behind it. The Bible said it right there tonight. To every purpose, or time to every purpose under the heaven. To everything there is a season. And a time to every purpose under the heaven. So with the Lord's help, the next few weeks, we're going to look at some seasons of life. Starting from the youngest, working our way up. And see why God has you in that season. And maybe there have been some seasons we'll talk about you've been through. But you probably know somebody in the middle of it. Ask God to give you some wisdom to pass on to them as they go through those seasons of life. Let's go forward in this season of life and earnestly seek the Lord and our purpose for the time and the season that we are in. Amen.